Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. In today's episode, I wanted to share with you four things that I experienced slash was reminded of slash learned when I took an unplanned break. So as you may know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I took a break for the last couple of weeks because I officially moved to Arkansas. And I'll probably do a whole separate episode on that because now is not the time. I really just want to talk about some things that kind of came up for me when I took an unplanned break, because a lot of us, we have officially decided either just recently or some time ago, we decided like we're getting off this train of just being hella productive, being hella, you know, aligned with capitalism and productivity and all those things. And it sounds great. I'm here for it. I'm excited that we're doing these things, but some things may pop up when you start to step away, when you start to separate yourself from this mode of always being in doing mode versus just allowing yourself to just be, you know, because we are human beings, right? So I want to talk about that. One quick note, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get through this episode, but I'm going to try. I recently adopted a dog. And it's a big dog. It's a labradoodle. And she's very sweet, but she's also adapting to a new space, a new family, etc. So I'm just going to keep it pushing. But if something does come up, that's what it is. But maybe not. We're going to see. All right. So let's go ahead and get into this episode. So first of all, hey, girl. Hey, whoever made that up, hey girl, hey, I feel like it was Francesca, but I'm not sure, but whoever made that up, I just love saying that, hey girl, hey, that is just like, I don't know, it just feels like home. But I officially moved, and if you, like I said before, if you noticed, there has not been a podcast episode in 2 weeks, and the reason why I'm mentioning this is because for me, that was a really hard decision that I made. It was a really hard decision that I made to not record an episode, to not upload an older episode. Like I have gotten into a rhythm of every single week for at least the last year or two of putting up an episode because I want to be here for the community. Also, real talk, it's about community, but it's also a numbers game. It's a numbers game. Because when you have downloads or listens of a podcast, or this applies to just social media as well, but I'm speaking specifically about the podcast. When you have downloads or listens, of course, those numbers mean something. And those numbers, they're not just numbers to me, but they definitely mean something when it comes to being able to provide for myself, for my my mini family. It's just me and my daughter. She's going to be getting a job real soon, better believe. But now also this third person, this dog, who eats a lot. But those numbers mean something. They're very important. And so I prided myself on being able to show up not only for the community of people, of Black, beautiful Black women that listen to this podcast. I think there might be some men that listen as well. But also allowing myself to show up for me in a way where I don't have to go into an office. I don't have to have someone telling me what to do 8 or 9 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'm not saying that being a podcaster, at least for me, is, you know, I'm not yet rolling in the dough. Okay. But this podcast does allow me to make a living, and that living is helpful for me to be able to do it in this way where I can have a flexible schedule, because the way that my mood is set up, including I sometimes deal with anxiety. As I mentioned in previous episodes, I did have struggle with depression probably twice in my life, at least. So being able to do something like this, it really helps me. It really helps me. And so it's important for me not to only show up for you, but when I show up for you, I'm also able to show up for myself. All right. So taking those 2 weeks, in the grand scheme of things, obviously it's not the end of the world. Of course it's not. The world is still spinning, honey. But it can feel like a big deal when you take a break, unplanned or planned. Okay. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. Yeah, the break that I took for the last couple of weeks, it wasn't necessarily planned. I had every intention of showing up, but I realized that that break, it was needed. It was needed. I wasn't expecting to take a break, and I just thought I'd be able to push through, keep showing up, but I just couldn't. And when I felt like I asked myself, as crazy as it may sound, I checked in. And that's not actually crazy, by the way. Being able to talk to yourself and check in with yourself, that's not crazy. But I asked myself, and what my body was saying was like, get somebody else to do it. I don't have the capacity. And so I just couldn't do it. And I didn't want to force it. I allowed myself to pause. We've talked about that before here on the podcast too, or just in general. I let myself pause. When you allow yourself to pause, there are consequences, of course, a lot of positive consequences, but sometimes the consequences aren't necessarily quote unquote good. They're not always the best. Did I lose income? Absolutely. Just from those 2 weeks, I sure did. Absolutely. But here's the thing, like, I have to find ways, and I want to encourage you to do this too. I had to find ways where I could be fully, or as much as possible, be at peace first, more often than not. In other words, I have to find ways to prioritize my peace. Everything in my life, it can't be about making money. That for me is not it's important because that's the system that we live in. That's why I have ads on the podcast, as you may or may not have noticed. Like, we exist in this system where money is, you know, it's the priority. I choose to not make it a priority. And so I have to find ways to do that where I'm also able to survive and actually thrive more often than not. But yeah, money is not a priority to me in that sense where, you know, there are some people where every thought, every whatever with their spirit is just like, how can I make money? How can I make more money? I got to make money, 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 money. You know, I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, but as for me, that's not necessarily top of mind. It's just not. And so again, I have to find ways where I can feel at peace with my decisions, feel at peace within my body more often than not. And so, you know, that's where that unplanned break came in. So the first thing is that kind of came to me is like, we're more tired than we even know. We're more tired than we even know. That was like one of the first things this unplanned step away reminded me of. That deep exhaustion, like a lot of us were tired. Like I'm literally tired right now. Y'all, let me set the stage. I don't have a bed. Again, I'm going to talk about more of this on another episode because I am choosing to live more sustainably. And so right now I don't even have a bed. I have an air mattress. I am not getting the best sleep on this air mattress. Not going to lie. On top of that, my brain is kind of like in overdrive because I'm learning a new state. I'm learning the community that I live in. I'm trying to figure out where everything is. I'm trying to create a new sense of normal in a place that doesn't yet feel normal or like home to me. So not only am I just tired, my body's tired, but of course, mentally, that's a lot of bandwidth. And spiritually, I'm sure I'm tired too. So that could be the case for you. We realize a lot of times that our body's tired because we're on the go a lot. When we get home at night, a lot of times we just kind of like crash into bed and that kind of thing. But I feel like a lot of times we don't fully acknowledge to what extent, like that deep, deep, deep exhaustion, you know, it just kind of like sneaks up on us. And we look up and we're like, oh, you know what I mean? And I know that for me, when I enter that type of exhaustion, I'm more susceptible. I'm not editing that out. You're going to get what you go get. But I'm more susceptible to getting sick or feeling run down or maybe getting a cold or, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, that deep exhaustion, it really just does a number on us and it just sneaks up. It feels like it's out of nowhere, but it's really not out of nowhere. But a lot of times we're just, life is lifing and we just don't really realize. So yeah, and you know, I know that I'm more tired than I realize because even after taking those 2 weeks away, I'm still not fully recharged. And it's like, I feel like for us, we don't often recognize just how tired we are until we give ourselves a chance or until our bodies shut us down, because that will happen too. But we don't realize it until we like we give ourselves a moment to just stop, to pause, to stop moving, stop doing. It's like sometimes we don't even realize how tired we are because we've just been running on empty for so long. It's like once you finally sit down, you have a chance to, if you've been on your feet all day, you're constantly moving and doing all the things. And once you stop, you just realize how your feet be hurting. Your body is like everything is aching. Like you're just tired. That's what happens when we actually allow ourselves to stop. So that was the first thing that I noticed is just like, girl, I'm still tired. I literally have a headache right now. And it's because I'm probably still dehydrated. But yeah. So the second thing that kind of was a very good reminder for me is like just having to be okay with that discomfort of not producing. I had to be okay with that. And that's tied to capitalism. We know that. We know that capitalism wants to just make, like, break us and make us feel like we're not good, like we're not worthy unless we're producing all the time, producing, grinding. Like, I don't want to do that. That's not the kind of life that I want to live, which is one of the reasons why I did make this move to Arkansas, by the way, because ultimately it's going to lead me to a path where I can step back even more from these harmful ass systems. But in any case, that's the discomfort that I had of those 2 weeks of not doing any work, not responding to emails, not recording, not doing anything besides just resting and trying to just figure out, okay, where's the grocery store? There's not a lot of grocery stores out here, by the way. Rest is, it isn't that, like, that rest or that stepping away and not working is not just about taking a break necessarily. It's also tied to that reminder that, you know, my labor is not my worth. As much as the world tells you that it is, it's not. Like, your labor is not your worth. Your, that labor that you do every day, that's not, you know, your value. Once we start believing that our labor is our value, like that's what we're worth. If something happens, sis, let's say you go on disability for a year because you broke your foot, or I don't know, you are just not able to work for a certain period of time. If you are tying your worth into how much labor you can do, you're going to be in for a very huge lesson. And it's wild because, as we know, these systems that are hyped up in one way or another, even sneakily, you know, capitalism can be very, very sneaky, and grind culture can be very, very sneaky. But it's wild that those systems make us feel guilty for having to step back. Like I did feel discomfort. I did feel a little guilt initially, not for the whole period that I was not working, child, because I got over it real quick. But there is that initial guilt sometimes, or something, some discomfort, some unease when you step back. When you stop moving, there's just this feeling in your body. We're conditioned to feel like I gotta be working, I gotta be cleaning, I gotta be moving, I gotta be hustling, I gotta be grinding. If I don't do these things, I'm gonna lose. Like in my case, let's put me, for example, in my case, if I'm not doing the episodes, if I'm not hustling, if I'm not always in somebody's face or in somebody's ear, I'm going to lose my audience. I'm going to lose my money. I'm going to lose my value. I'm going to fall behind. People are going to pass me up. They're going to leave me in the dust. How am I going to survive? Like your brain, or at least my brain, it just spirals. But when you think about it, it's like, sis, you need to calm down because you were gone for 2 weeks. Okay. But that's just what sometimes the brain does, because again, we're conditioned to believe that this type of system that we live under is the way and is the right way. And it is not, at least for me. I don't believe it is. It's not. Capitalism and these systems, they're like breaking our bodies down. They are killing us. They are breaking our bodies and spirits down. Okay. So that whisper in your ear that's telling you that you're not valuable if you're not producing, that's a lie. That whisper in your ear that's saying you need to catch up, sis, they're gonna leave you in the dust, that's a lie. I have really had to lean into my faith for these last few weeks. Seriously, not even just regarding the podcast, but I guess kind of related, because just the money for me is not moneying right now because of the break, because of the move, because of the bills that I owe, because just a lot of things. So I'm really having to lean into that faith steady. Does it feel like your hormones are all over the place? If so, trust me, I get it, because lately I've been dealing with the hot flashes, the exhaustion, and even an unpredictable cycle, and it's been tough. And with over 1,000 hormone disruptors hiding in our food, hiding in our water, and even our skincare, it's no wonder so many of us feel out of balance. That's why I'm really excited about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. This formula is made with plant-based adaptogens, herbal ingredients that help your body adjust and maintain optimal hormone levels. It's perfect for easing symptoms like mild mood swings, occasional bloating, and even those dreaded hot flashes. Hormone Harmony is a huge deal. One bottle is sold every 24 seconds, and women online are raving about how it helps them feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today. Okay. I'm really leaning into my faith steady, and I'm just believing that everything is going to work out for me. I'm not going to lack. I'm going to continue to thrive. That this move is really good for me. It was good for me. This was a good decision. And things are going to fall into place. It may look a little chaotic right now, but I'm really believing that things are going to fall into place for me. And I want you to hold on to some faith too when you do take a break, planned or unplanned, because the brain will start to spiral, okay? And I feel like for me, that's when my faith is even more important. So anyway, that discomfort was lesson number two, like that discomfort of not producing. It's just capitalism and whatever in your ear, trying to make you feel some kind of way. That conditioning is very, very deep. We are born into that conditioning. And so whenever you are fighting against something that you are born or legacied into, it's going to feel like you're straying, like you're not doing the right thing, like you're on the wrong path. And that's something that, you know, at least for me, I got to resist that. And my hope is that you're able to find some ways to resist it as well. But we're taught that rest is secondary. Rest is optional. Rest is a luxury only for certain people. Hell no. Okay. And think about this, like, who's benefiting from us when we feel like our worth is tied to our labor? Like who's benefiting from that when you think about it? Because it certainly is not us. Okay. Anyway, I digress. The third thing that kind of was like, was just the confirmation. And I think I mentioned this before, like the world did not stop spinning, honey. The world did not stop spinning when I stepped away. All right. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but the world did not stop spinning and nothing really fell apart. Again, will you possibly lose some income if you do this? I don't know your situation, sis, but it's a possibility. It is a possibility. Or will something kind of fall through the cracks if you have an unplanned break or you need to step away? Yes, possibly. that will possibly happen. I did lose some income, absolutely. But I'm not allowing myself to lean into that fear that it will not be replaced. Okay, I am moving forward that all is going to be well and I will be made whole one way or another. All right. And that can be a scary place to kind of land, you know what I mean? But that's what I'm choosing right now. I'm not choosing fear. I'm choosing faith over fear in this new season that I'm in. Because I'm in a whole brand new season in 2025. And so that's what I'm leaning into. But yeah, girl, the world, it might be some cracks, you know, that come up a little bit. But the world typically just will not completely fall apart just because you need to step back. Right. In my case, again, I took a break. Podcast is still here. Didn't disappear. Have I lost some people along the way in this community? How about this? If you, or not you, because you're listening, but if someone left the Brown Girl Self-Care, like they're no longer a listener because I took a 2-week break, they're not my people. And that's okay. You know, it is what it is. Like if you don't see the value of me, like if you don't value me enough just for who I am to allow me to take time for rest, you're not being in community with me. And I don't want people like that in my life. So obviously that's not you because you're here, but you know, it is what it is. Did people leave? Maybe. Okay. Do I possibly need to rebuild? Maybe. It is what it is, but I needed that time away. So, you know, me still being here is proof that you don't have to always be pushing, especially to the detriment of your wholeness, your well-being, etc. And, you know, sometimes when you do step away, it opens you up for other things, new ideas and stuff like that. So when you're feeling like things are possibly going to fall apart because you need to take an unplanned break, don't necessarily just look at it from that perspective. Allow yourself to see the abundance in that step back, because sometimes something else can open up for you when you are in that space of just being. Real talk. So, yeah, but long story short, the world didn't stop spinning and I'm back. I'm still here. Now here's one real thing, very, very real. And they're all real, but the fourth thing that was kind of like, yep, is that just because I'm back, like there's like, how can I put this? I don't feel like I'm ready to be back yet. So there wasn't like an instant bounce back for me. Like it's a process, just like when you have a baby and you have to take some time away, which gosh, I wish that mothers, new moms were given, or new parents were given a year of paid leave. How awesome would that be? I'm sure they do that in other countries, or at least 3 to 6 months. Here in the US, unless things have changed, I'm pretty sure it's just you're given a typical 6 weeks, somewhere in there, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, possibly. A lot of Black mothers, especially if you're a single mom, you don't have community or support. A lot of times moms are going back to work a couple weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. Your body hasn't even had a chance to recover from having a whole human pushed out of your vagina. But we are expected to be back in like even 6-7 weeks. That is not enough time. And it's absolutely ludicrous to me. There is no way, contrary to what social media may show, because I see these bounce back videos sometimes. I'm like, okay, is that supposed to be a flex? I don't really know. But generally speaking, to me, 6 to 8 weeks is not even enough time for any kind of quote unquote bounce back, right? But yeah, in this case, I don't feel ready. I don't feel ready to be back yet. But I'm showing up, honestly, because number one, I'm like, I need to get back into a sense of feeling like I'm in a normal routine. But also, I just wanted to come and talk. Like, I did miss doing the podcast. I do. But in any case, it's okay to not feel fully ready. It's okay. it's okay to have that unplanned break, and then you're going back into, maybe you're going back into the office, but you're like, I don't feel ready. I feel like that's normal. You don't have to feel like, yes, I am. I mean, sometimes you will have that energy of like you're feeling completely refreshed, restored, all those things. But sometimes that's not going to be the case, right? And you have to trust that you, as you're building your way back into whatever that routine is or whatever, you have to trust that you know what's best for you. And if you're like, you know what, this still feels like I'm super exhausted, like if that's what you're saying, then maybe you need to reassess how you can gently get back into whatever it is that you needed to step away from, if at all. I don't know what you might need to step away from, but sometimes the things we step away from, it's just like maybe you're not going back to them, period. And maybe while you have that downtime, that's a conversation with you have that you have with yourself, right? But it's okay not to feel ready yet, at least not 100%. Maybe you feel 75%. I would say right now for me, I feel maybe about 70% ready to come back. But it feels good for me to be talking, to be quite honest with you. So that's why, one of the reasons why, like I said before, I decided to go ahead and hit play or hit record on this episode. But it's okay not to feel ready. And just so you know, rest isn't about hitting pause just so you can come back and be like, yeah, hustle harder. You know what I mean? That it's, I don't feel like that's what it's about. I feel like hitting that pause button is about learning you, learning yourself, learning what your needs are, learning how you feel when you're exhausted, learning what it feels like to breathe in an unobstructed way without feeling like you have to earn your rest, earn whatever. No, that's what I feel like that means to me. The final thing, I think I had one more thing. The final thing that I would say, sis, if I haven't said this before, or if you haven't heard this before, but I know you have, is I don't even feel like this needs to be said, but I'm gonna say it anyway, okay? You have permission to pause. You have permission to step away. You have permission to stop. You have permission to be. I don't know if I need to say it any other ways. I feel like I used all the words. If I didn't, insert your own in there, whatever makes sense for you. I just want us, you, me, other Black women, I want us to check in with ourselves. Whether that's a pause in the day, a pause in the week, like you pause for a day, you pause for an hour, you pause for 10 minutes, you pause for a week, you pause for a month, you pause for a year. I shared this when I went through my depression the last time. I think that was in like 2019-ish, maybe 2020. It wasn't 2019. My bad. It was 2017, I think, somewhere in there. I paused for a whole damn year. And let me tell you, because I talked about how, you know, the money wasn't always money when I took that step away. When I did that pause in 2017, again, as a single mom, okay, did I get 100% of my salary? I sure did not. I think because I was on like, what's the medical leave one? I forget what it's called. But when I did that year, when I took that year off of work, baby, I think I was getting, I feel like it was like 60 or 70% of my salary, or 50%. I can't remember the exact number, but let me tell you, okay? I didn't go without. I'm not saying it was all shits and giggles, because it wasn't. But we were okay. We were okay for that year. And that was one of the best years. Once I was able to decompress, in some ways, it was the best year of my life. In other ways, it was still hard because I was, again, dealing with depression. I was sleeping on my couch every night. I don't think I slept in my bedroom for at least 6 months to a year, maybe about 6 months. I slept on the couch in front of the TV every single night. It was like I had a fear of going into my bedroom for some reason. Anyway, I'm going off topic, but, you know, we were okay. We were okay, and I had to take that year. So did I lose money? I sure did, but, you know, God still provided somehow, or not, I shouldn't say somehow, but ways were made for me. Okay. So I don't want you to completely just like feel some kind of way if you realize you got to take an unplanned break. I want you to lean into that faith if you can. All right. But yeah, check in on yourself, sis. Check in on yourself. Ask yourself, how am I feeling? Am I super tired right now? Am I just pushing through just to push through? Do I need to slow down a little bit? How can I slow down for myself? How can I show up for myself? How can I prioritize myself? What's the way for me in this day, this week, this month? You know, because I really want us to find ways to step back or step down or step away completely before that deep, 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 deep exhaustion or even burnout really just makes you just shut all the way down, right? But like I said, you don't need my permission. You don't need your job's permission. You don't need anyone's permission but your own. You are your permission slip, sis, right? And we all need to rest. So please don't feel like you always have to push through because you don't. Don't feel like you have to prove anything to anybody because you don't. You don't. If you have to prove something to somebody, those are not your people. That's not your situation, right? That's not for you. You are allowed to just be, all right? So that's literally all that I have for this week's episode of the podcast. I just want to acknowledge that, you know, I'm still learning my way and sharing these things with you. I'm just in a place of unlearning. There's going to be so much more that I'm going to be talking about on the podcast as I move into this place of living more sustainably. I'm going to be talking more about the land and, you know, just ways that I am adapting and all those things and what life is like now that I'm no longer in California, because I know that a lot of us are making similar challenges or changes. A lot of you, or some of you, they're not even moving to different states, which is just mind-blowing in itself. You move into whole new-ass countries, all right, because of the things that are happening in the U.S. here in 2025 and beyond. So, you know, we're going to be talking about a lot of that stuff too. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, but I just want to remind you that you are worthy, 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 you are worthy. And it does not matter how productive you can be every single day. Okay. All right. So, friend, that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Look, my dog did so good. She just shuffled around a little bit. You guys have to see her. She's absolutely adorable. She's just really, really big. Okay. She's big. But, hopefully she'll be really good for my anxiety and stress. So I'm really looking forward to that. But she's really a sweetheart. So yeah, but she made it all the way through sleeping. So I love that for her and I love that for me. All right. All right. So that's it for this week's episode. Have a blessed week. Take care of yourself. Check in on yourself as well as your sisters in your community. And I'll be back next Monday with another episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.